Hi, this is Alan. So I'd like to talk to you a little bit about secret number two, which is help others first. Now, this could be a bit of a meandering talk because there are a few different concepts I'd like to introduce about helping others first, and I'm in danger of going off on a few tangents. So I'm going to try not to do that, and I'm going to try and introduce these concepts to you in this talk. Particularly the concept of reciprocity, which we'll get to. I'm almost loath to introduce that, but there you go, I've said it now. So I'd like to talk to you about that a little bit later, but that's a huge topic actually, and so I'm not going to go into too much detail, but I'm going to ask you when we cross each concept to basically fill in the gaps. So let's think how I'm going to structure this this talk. What I'd like to do first of all is just pause for a moment and think about helping others, and maybe talk a little bit about why it's a good idea to help others. Then I'd like to talk about some ground rules. Actually, no, let's do it a different way. So let's talk about how and why to help others first. Then let's talk a little bit about the idea of reciprocity. And then let's talk about the ground rules. So three parts to what I'm going to talk to you about in this call. So why help others first? Particularly when it comes to networking, helping others first is a good idea for a number of reasons. If you are networking in order to add value to people, those people are going to be much more likely to want to connect with you. And that's what we're doing when we're networking. We want to build connections and we want to build strong, long-term relationships. We're not really interested in building short-term relationships that fizzle out. Actually, let me even correct that. When we're networking, we're actually building different types of relationships. So the ideal is that we build plenty of long-term relationships, but the reality is that some relationships will be long-term, some relationships will be shorter. But we're aiming for the long term. We're aiming to build solid long-term relationships with people and to be of help to people. Again, back to the idea of why to be of help to people. Because if you go to somebody and you are a pushy salesman, or it's clear to them that you're just looking for something for yourself, guess what? They're not going to really care that much about connecting with you. Unfortunately, everybody in the world, no, I can't say that. Unfortunately, most people in the world are looking to get something out of everything. So this is kind of core of our human nature that we can refer to as the selfish gene. It doesn't mean we're really selfish, it just means that a kind of survival instinct is to look after ourselves. So I'm not saying everybody in the world is selfish. Don't misquote me on that. What I'm saying is that it's easier to interact with people if you offer them value, because people are interested in value. People are interested in getting something that is going to benefit them. And this goes down to our core survival instincts. Having said that, we do have another core value, which is something that's unique to humans, and that is the idea of reciprocity. For years and years and years and years, we've had an obligation and a value system that has been built on the exchange of goods and services. If you look back in the history books about this, you'll find out that there's plenty of material to show evidence of that. So we'll get back to reciprocity. But imagine in a networking situation, it's a good idea to help others, because if you're offering people value, then they're going to want to know you, they're going to want to connect with you. That's the first kind of fundamental reason. But another really big reason is if you focus on helping others. We talked about this a little before. You're taking pressure off yourself. You're taking pressure off yourself. If you're just genuinely trying to help other people in a networking situation, then it's kind of hard to fault that. It's kind of hard to worry about what you're getting out of it, because you're just genuinely trying to help somebody. And if you can't help them, you can't help them. The next thing, if you are helping others, the next fundamental thing about that is you're going to start feeling good about yourself. And when you feel good about yourself, then you feel more comfortable, you feel more empowered, and you see more opportunities. Again, you're making space for things to happen that you might not have expected. So already we've covered three quite powerful reasons to help others first. Now, let's talk a little about reciprocity. So, what happens when you help other people? There are lots of examples of this, but I would like to give you a very simple one. A long time ago, 15 years ago, I worked in a big corporate, and there was a colleague of mine, Neil, who had just started working. He was a technical document writer, a really nice guy. And I was just showing him around the place, and I bought him a coffee. And I'll never forget, for weeks and weeks afterwards, it was really troubling Neil. He kept on telling me, I owe you a coffee. I owe you a coffee. I owe you a coffee. And I said, don't worry about it. But it bugged him that he hadn't paid me back for that coffee. It really bugged him. And that example sticks with me. You'll find several examples all throughout history, some really famous ones of reciprocity. But the point is that when you give, the natural human instinct from the person who has received whatever it is you have to give is that they're more inclined to try and repay you. They're inclined to try and pay you back somehow for what you've given. Not everybody will do this, but that's the law of reciprocity. Now, that's kind of counterintuitive to what we just talked about, helping others first, because we're then talking about getting something back. And it's really, really important that you help others in a genuine way. So let's get on to some ground rules. So the ground rules of helping others first, think of the first three really powerful reasons that we talked about. So you feel better about yourself if you're helping others. People are going to want to establish long-term relationships with you if you're helping them. And when you're adding value, it takes some of the pressure off yourself. Now, if you are being of service, if you're helping somebody, it actually means, just tying those first two things I talked about together, truly being of service means that you've chosen to engage with them without expecting anything in return, without expecting reciprocation. So, and again, the first point of what I said, it's great to feel good about yourself, and it's great to give to others first. But if you're feeling good about yourself only because you know that reciprocation is coming back, even if that is in terms of appreciation, even if it's a craving for praise, like you've helped somebody and you're really looking for them to thank you for whatever you helped them for, that's all the reciprocation you're looking for. I just want a simple thanks. Well, guess what? Even asking for the simple thanks is not truly helping others first and giving without expecting anything in return, because you're expecting a thank you. And what happens there is, if you're not really freely giving and not really freely helping others, what can happen is you end up living your life looking for feedback. It can get worse and worse. You are going about things, seeking feedback, just to try and get a little buzz out of feeling good about yourself, because you feel good about yourself when people tell you that you've done a good thing. You should give unconditionally. You should help others because you want to help others. I'm not saying in this networking course that you have to spend your time worrying about how you're going to help others. You help others when it's convenient, when you think about it, when you can put things together. If you can connect two people, you're not expecting anything in return. That's a great thing to do. You know, put two people in touch with each other just because you know it's a good thing, and walk away. And they may or may not remember you. They probably will. The law of reciprocity will probably kick in, and they'll probably say, "Oh, he's a you know, great person who put us in touch," and that will come back to you one way or another. But you're not looking for that. If you're looking for something in return, if you are looking for even feedback, then you end up craving that. You end up craving it more and more. And guess what happens then? The rest of the time when you're getting that feedback, the opposite happens. You start to feel bad about yourself because you're not getting the feedback that you want. So this is all internal psychological stuff. We want to get into a state where you're comfortable. You're comfortable going out interacting with people. This is secret number one, be yourself. You're comfortable interacting with people. You're comfortable networking with people. And you're comfortable helping others where you can and when it's convenient for you. So that's the first ground rule. You're not expecting anything in return. The law of reciprocity works, and it's quite a fundamental thing. But you're not helping others with that in mind. You're not expecting reciprocity. You're not even expecting thanks. Next ground rule is don't be a martyr. So if you're trying to help somebody else and you are being of service, don't do it to your own detriment. So it's fine to help people, and it's a very like I say, it's one of the great secrets of one of the biggest secrets of good networking is to help others. And you'll be very successful if you do that. But don't do that to such an extent that you are punishing yourself. You know, you're being a martyr, because in the end, that might, you know, that will it'll come back and it'll actually hurt you in terms of it might even affect your health. So another ground rule is it's great to do things for people, to make sacrifices for people, because it's an honourable thing to do. It's a it's noble. But you don't do it because you want people to see how honourable and noble you are. Do it because you are genuine. Do it for something that matters to you. Do it because you are passionate about helping that person or doing whatever it is you're doing. You know, whether you're sacrificing your time, whether you're giving to charity, whether you are donating money, whether you're helping somebody financially, whether you are gifting or giving your services or work, all of these things, all of these kind of sacrifices which have an opportunity cost, that's great. But don't do it if you're only doing it because you want people to notice. If you're only doing it because you want people to notice and comment upon how great you're being and how noble you're being, that gets back to the earlier point. You're doing it for the recognition, and it's no good to do it for the recognition because then you'll end up craving that recognition. So they're the ground rules. It's quite simple, but it's also quite powerful. If you help others, you'll feel better about yourself. You will take the pressure off yourself. You do it at your convenience, and you will build strong connections with people. You'll find that amazing things happen when you start looking for opportunities to help others. Rather than looking for opportunities to help yourself, start looking for opportunities to help others. And here's another thing. Because there are many others and there's only one of yourself, it's actually quite empowering, and it's easier to look for opportunities to help others, because other people have many different interests than you have, and it's very easy just to connect the dots. You know, somebody asked me last week about Pinterest, the social media platform Pinterest. I don't use Pinterest very much, but I had seen something on Pinterest, and so I sent that person an email with what I'd seen on Pinterest, because they, in fact, they didn't ask me, they wrote an article about it, and I'd seen their article, and I'd seen some other information about Pinterest, so I put the two together, I connected the dots, I sent them that information, and said, okay, I heard you're researching this, maybe this will help. And they really appreciated it. It didn't cost me more than 2 minutes of my day. And it's just a simple gesture to help somebody. That's all we're talking about here. Take some time to just help people. And then what happens is you build stronger and stronger connections. You build friends and a network. And not only that, but you build trust as well. You get to know each other. People also, another thing is people also like familiarity. People identify with people who are similar to them. They like consistency, familiarity, and that builds trust. And these are all the foundations of strong relationships. It's another way as well of building rapport. And rapport is really what you want for strong long-term relationships. So think about that. There are many, I did say that I could meander a little bit in this call. I'd like to keep it quite brief, because when we talk about trust, if we talk about authority, if we talk about rapport, if we talk about building relationships, if we talk about, did I say reciprocity? Consistency, you know, all of these things are actually topics in their own right that we could talk more about. But they're all things that come about through good networking and through trying to help others. So it really is powerful to think about helping others, but do so in the right way. Do so without making a martyr of yourself. Do so in a way that's convenient to you. But these small gestures, these small things to help people, when you notice that there's a way that you can help, go for it. Do that. Because what you'll soon find is you have a number of connections, and that number of connections will start to throw up new opportunities. Because when you help people, you don't know when and how and why things are going to come back to you, but they will. And they may not come back to you in the manner of direct thanks or direct gifts or help, but they will come back to you in the manner of different opportunities. And the more opportunities you take, the more opportunities you will receive. In fact, there's a very popular expression, I think we've got it on our website, from Sun Tzu, which I'm guessing might come from the Art of War. But anyway, the expression is, opportunities multiply as they are seized. Opportunities multiply as they are seized. And that, again, is a, you know, you can learn a lot just from that one quote. You know, take the opportunity to help people, take the opportunity to help people, and then more opportunities will come your way. So I hope that's made it clear, and if you have any other questions about this, then by all means drop me a mail and we can discuss further. Finally, I want to say one more thing, actually, and that is, of course you want to succeed. Of course you want to grow your business and be successful in your life. And you can do that, you can plan that, and you can you can think about how you're going to evolve. But there are two lenses through which you can look at that. One is the lens of me, and one is the lens of the world, including me. What I'm talking about is look at it in terms of the world, because nobody succeeds on their own. And you need to start getting out there, networking and helping others, and then, you know, try not to think, particularly when networking, when interacting with others, about looking at things through your own eyes. Look at things through their eyes. The time to look at things through your eyes is when you're not interacting directly with others. That's the time to look at things through your eyes, to plan, to shape things, and part of that planning might be, who would I like to get to know better? But when you get to know them, you're going and helping them and adding value to them and looking at the things from their point of view. Okay, that's about all I have to say for now on helping others. I hope I've convinced you, and by all means, as I said, drop me a mail if you have any questions. And I look forward to speaking to you soon.